Lobbyist. A person who takes active part in an organized attempt to influence legislation. We've known all along that lobbyists have had a great influence on what happens in the legislative branch of our government, but we tolerated it. This story is told about how Jesse Helms was approached by constituents who were wanting him to work toward repeal of the food stamp legislation. They didn't like the fact that some Americans had to work for wages to buy food while others didn't. These are not exactly his words, but they express what he was saying. And so, he said something along this line. If I introduce legislation to repeal the food stamp appropriations, there would be some minor complaints coming from the people. However, as soon as the word went out about what was being proposed, the corporate jets would be landing in D.C. These corporate jets would contain lobbyists from the big grocery store chains. They would insist that the bill be rescinded because of the tremendous loss of revenue that they would experience. Because of the ability of these lobbyists to promote their interest with campaign contributions, vacations, and possibly even cash, the bill would never be passed. Here we are 30 years later, and grocery store chains are probably not even heard in D.C. because of the roar coming out of big tech, big pharma, and big retail. With millions approaching billions of dollars necessary to run for office, the candidates can have no hope of election without corporate sponsors who are lobbyists in waiting. So what about government? Is it of, by, for the people? No. Is it of, by, for the government? Yes. Is it of, by, for the corporations? Yes. So the result is that we have an unholy alliance between government and corporations to the degree that the people are the helpless servants of both.